panting or barking coming out of your radio speakers over the next few minutes. Don't panic, because in the studio now, we've got Kim Curtin. We've got Quigley, a 10 and a half week old Labrador pub. Anyway, he's getting used to the world around him now because he is only 10 and a half weeks old. In about a year or two, though, he's going to have a major impact on somebody's life because he's currently in training to become a guide or an assistance dog, is the right... What do you call them then? Is it a guide or is it... Can we call them an assistance dog?
Both.
Oh, for God's sake, guide dogs.
Well, 50% of the dogs will become either guide dogs or assistance dogs.
Oh, wait, what's the difference?
Assistance dogs are used with children with autism.
Oh, right.
And at the moment, there's actually a waiting list of over 2.5 years.
Right, okay. Well, like, but basically, you, Linda, are the person in charge of all of this. Or you train Irish guide dog puppies like Quigley there. So how did you get involved in doing this? Because you love the animals.
Well, we love dogs, but we had our own golden retriever who died a couple of years ago. She was 11. And for a couple of years, we really wanted a dog, but we sort of felt we couldn't commit to 12 years. So we decided to do the guide dog puppy walking. So we had Molly, Quigley's mum, for 12 months, and she left us in March. She's now a breeding dog, and we went to see her down in Cork, in Kerry, where she lives with a wonderful family. And when we saw her 7 puppies, we decided we would do it again.
So you basically, like, you know, do whatever has to be done and then send them out into the world?
No, we just socialise them for 12 to 14 months. Then they go down to Cork for their serious school training, as we call it.
But surely socialising is training too, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Yeah. We have to bring them on the buses, on the trains, into pubs, restaurants, shopping centres, stuff like that.
Well, and by bringing them, is it constantly showing them what they should be doing, what they should not be doing?
Well, at the moment, we can't actually let him down on the ground, so he can't go for a walk outside. So we carry him in to, say, Cornell's Court. We walk him around on his lead.
Yeah.
And then we get him to sit and to just people watch, so that eventually he won't be distracted by loud noises, trucks, stuff like that.
And is this a labour of love then for you? I mean, like, you did it so well the last time and loved it, and they said, listen, we'll take one of the litter as well, and you still like doing it. And this is just something you do in what? Spare time?
Yeah. I'm at home. That's one of the conditions. So if you want to be a puppy walker, you have to be at home, and not have children under the age of 5, but they're the only two things. And we absolutely love it. But we also love to hear the stories of the difference that the dogs make when they go on to be with a family.
So, like, you know, you don't have kids under 5, and the criteria that you are judged by comes down to one criterion, really, doesn't it, really? You just have to really be good with the dog and love it.
Yep, and be also ready to let it go at the end of the 12 or 14 months too.
Is this like the surrogate mum? is it a difficult one, is it? Were you able to do it because Molly was being swapped, if you like, for Quigley?
No, because we didn't know we were getting Quigley, right, yeah, when Molly went. So when Molly went, we were dreadfully upset, but we knew she was going on to do even better things. And at the end of the day, it's not about us, it's about the dog and the family that they're going to help.
Well, Quigley's in a big, huge Viz jacket there saying, puppy in training. Does Quigley know he's in training?
Maybe not yet.
He looks pretty happy with whatever's going on anyway, I can tell you. In Alan's arms there, I notice. Okay, so he stays with you for how long, did you say?
About 12 to 14 months.
About 12 to 14 months. And you have to let him go then, whatever, yep. Yeah. Now, I just noticed, Alan, you're feeding him there a bunch of kind of little treaty things. Is that to what? To placate him? To shut him up? Just in case he comes up and bites me? He wouldn't bite me, I presume.
Let's keep him quiet. He's a bit hyperactive this morning. He's hyperactive every morning.
That's actually hyperactive. It just looks jolly to me. Okay, so what is involved then in training him? Well, like, what exactly do you have to do?
We go to classes every month with other puppies, and they're taught how to sort of sit still and walk beside us quietly and stuff like that. And then there's regular interaction with our... We have puppy supervisors, and that's about it, really. And then we meet up. And
but what about things like, you know, in all this kind of time of his life, there's vaccinations and all sorts of things too. You have to take that into account of what they might do in terms of
the good thing
the
about
effect.
The guide dogs is that they have an arrangement with UCD Veterinary Hospital. So all guide dog puppies go in there to have their vaccinations done. And that's all covered by the guide dogs. They also pay for his food, everything. So the only thing we have to give is our time.
And how far do you go with this? I mean, like, I presume it's sitting and standing still and walking and don't be worried about trucks, etc. What about going to the loo? I mean, do you teach that?
Yes, we have to teach them to do that on demand. on the day you get them. We got him at 7 weeks, and you literally bring them out into the back garden and you say two particular words, which I won't say, over and over again.
Ricardo, I'm going to ask at the end of the program, because the first time in my life I've had a dog for the last year or so, and we all love him very, very much and blah, 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 but I've never brought him out and say, right, come on, perform.
Well, we have to do that, and what you do is every time they do it, when you say these two words, you give them a treat, so they associate going to the bathroom with getting a treat. And it does work.
Does it? Okay. Yeah. I presume when you're out with the dog like Quigley, I mean, the fact that he's as cute as a button and all the rest of it, etc., but for a lot of other reasons too, and probably wearing that high-vis jacket in training thing too, people must be fascinated. A lot of people would come over, I presume, not just the under-fives, but a lot of other people as well.
Yep.
Is there a protocol in this kind of situation as to how he should and shouldn't deal with people who approach?
There is. When he's a little bit older, if I was bringing him to Dundrum and I was doing, say, maybe 30 minutes of working, as we call it, I wouldn't let anybody approach us. But if I was coming to, say, the end of the 30 minutes, and he was just sitting quietly, I would take his jacket off and I would allow somebody to come over and say hello. At the moment, it's different because he's still only a tiny little puppy. And no matter where we go, we have crowds of kids coming up to us. But that's okay at the moment.
And what about, like, if you have him for that kind of time, do you have the lampshade thing in terms of when he's getting neutered or something like that?
Well, we will eventually have that if he doesn't go into breeding stock. At the moment, they're keeping an eye on him.
Like, but what I'm trying to say is that you get him for the 2 years when there's a lot of work to be done.
Once
he's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you can let him be what he is.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yeah.
So you really have to do all the hard work and then you get rid of him.
But it's only 12 or 14 months, so.
Yeah, but then it sounds to me like when that 12 or 14 months is up, you'll be going for another one, will you?
Maybe,
It'll keep going on. Yeah, there's Alan shaking his head in such a way as to say, hey, that's my new life. All right, very good indeed. Now, the money that's involved in all of this, I mean, if it's all voluntary from you, is all the stuff being paid for? Because there's a lot of stuff to be paid for.
Yeah, it costs about $38,000 to train a dog from the beginning and to support that dog.
Wait a minute, from the beginning and to support that dog through his life? Or?
Yeah, once he's qualified and everything else. That's what they reckon it costs.
And who will get this dog, Quigley, and when? Like 14 months, you say, maybe?
After 14 months with us, he goes to headquarters and then he does intensive training. And at the end of the training, they decide whether he'll be an assistance dog or a guide dog, hopefully. And then what they do is they have a list of people who are waiting and they actually bring the families that they think they will match Quigley up with, they actually bring them into an apartment like complex in Cork, and they will actually match them really carefully for over a week to make sure it's a perfect match.
A guide dog for maybe a kid with autism, a guide dog for the blind, a guide dog for an older elderly person or whatever it happens to be. Is there one that's more qualified than another, as in, wow, this is a super dog, he's definitely going to...
No, it's just different characteristics in a dog. For instance, assistance dogs have to be very strong and tall because where autistic children are concerned, they can bolt very quickly. So the idea is that the dog will actually walk solidly beside the child.
And you have to make sure that happens.
Yeah, well, the training down in Cork makes sure that.
Right, so that's the second. Yeah, so the second phase is the one. Yeah, okay,
absolutely.
Right. So then you hand them over to do the specific, if you like, training.
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah.
Okay. So when he leaves you and he's about 1 year old, he goes off to this extra training. So do some of them not make the grade?
Some of them, and then.
I think, like, you got to go back and repeat the year kind of thing.
Well, they don't. What they have is then, if they don't make either a guide dog or an assistance dog, they can become a companion dog. And that would be for somebody who doesn't meet the full criteria for the other two. Maybe like an elderly person or somebody like that.
Okay, that dog there is a what? That's a Labrador.
It's a Lab, yeah.
And they're not all Labradors, are they? Do they have to be Labradors?
They do German Shepherds, they do Labs, Golden Retrievers, Lab Retriever Crosses. Labradoodles are fantastic for children with autism because they don't shed their hair. And then Golden Doodles as well.
All right, but now, I mentioned earlier on, I was kind of half joking, but I'm serious about this, like, I mean, as in, like, the surrogate mother thingy-bob. I mean, you know, you get attached big time. You obviously got attached to Molly.
Yep.
And then realised there was a vacuum, if you like, quick, we'll get one of Molly's kids kind of thing. So, like, it's difficult. Is it hard to say goodbye? I mean, have you been in touch with Molly lately?
Yes, we saw her in September when she had the puppies.
All right.
And I'm in constant contact with the lady who has her. And which is great. I mean, one of the reasons I started up the Facebook page was just for fun, so that people would maybe follow his journey. And it has completely snowballed. We get messages from the UK, from people who are waiting on dogs. And so it's like a full circle. Everybody can see where the pups are.
And Quigley himself has his own Facebook page.
Yes.
Right, indeed. Now, do you talk to the person? Do you often say, my God, they're not going to give Quigley to him. He's an idiot. Or
no.
That never happened.
Nothing to do with us.
I know it's nothing to do with you, but you could have an opinion, no? Because you know Quigley best, no?
No.
I'm asking the questions like the Gestapo, determined to break you down. Okay, you obviously got a great deal of satisfaction from doing this. It's obviously, you know, blah, 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 and giving a puppy like Quigley a good start in life. But you're helping a disabled person as well. I mean, this is a really good thing that you're doing, or else a kid with autism or whatever happens to be.
Yeah. But that's what it's about. It's not about us, but it's about the dog and about changing somebody's life. And it's literally as simple as that.
Right, okay. I presume there's a huge demand. I presume there's a huge waiting list. You inferred that earlier on for, you know, guide dogs, assistance dogs, etc. Is there? And not enough of them, is there?
There isn't enough. At the moment, there are between 130 and 150 people like me in the Dublin area who puppy walk pups. We can always do with more. But if people can't maybe devote 14 months, they can do holiday relief, which is maybe a week or two, or maybe a weekend or something like that. But they can also, you know, go onto guidedogs.ie and buy Christmas cards, Christmas calendars, stuff like that.
Okay, so guidedogs.ie.
Yeah.
And the Facebook page of Quigley, how do we get in touch with that?
It's called Quigley, a puppy in training for the Irish guide dogs.
Oh, really? A puppy in training for the Irish guide dogs. So do you think you're going to continue to do this for a long term?
We wait and see.
yeah. Another sort of nodding yes there from Alan. But Alan, do you mean it, yeah? Yeah, you're well into it, are you?
I think it's a fantastic thing to do. It is hard to give them up, Dave, no doubt. But when you think about the difference the dog will make to somebody's life, and we've spoken to people who, you know, had an autistic child, and before they had the dog, the child wouldn't speak, and now the child is starting to learn how to speak properly, and you just take that, and that gives you great satisfaction. And then you go on, and you can, if you want to, get another dog with, you know, another a month later, 3 months later, 6 months later. But you can always get another puppy, which is fantastic.
Well, it's brilliant, isn't both of you? Congratulations and well done, and thank you very much indeed for dropping in too. Just give us that again, the .ie, what is it?
Guidedogs.ie.
Just guidedogs.ie, simple as that. Okay, and they can check out there as to what they could do, the same as you guys, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're
doing the same kind of thing as you, yeah, indeed. All right, so the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, Quigley is who we're talking about. Quigley, good luck, take it easy. He won't bark on cue, will he? No. Will he even wave his paw on cue, will he? No. Come on, Quigley. Come on, go see. Oh, look, he looked at me when I said that, all right, yeah. Jeepers, what a lovely looking dog. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed, guys. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Linda O'Reilly, it is. And Alan, thank you as well. I'm going to play a break and then see what happens after that.